go, let me say this. I would encourage you, spend this week in Titus 2, and each day say, Lord, I want to see that curriculum that you wrote. I want to experience your recovery program. I want to see you sanctify me, whoever you are. I mean, you might be an older man or a younger man or an older woman or younger woman, but you were born just like I was, with a sin-scarred life. I grew up, my parents had a messed up marriage. It was very confusing for us kids. So either I could use that as an excuse for the rest of my life and say, I'm going to be like my parents were, or I can say, God, I want you to sanctify me. I want to be useful to you. I want you, by your Spirit, through your word, to help my life be sanctified, my marriage be sanctified, my family and my ministry be sanctified. Why? Because we're living in a culture just like the Roman world. And the best thing you can do, because many people want to be activists and they want to overturn the wicked laws of our country, wherever you are, or fight against the repression of all these COVID restrictions. You know what would be a better investment of your spiritual energy? Saying, God, your recovery program is sanctification. There's only one curriculum for discipling every person in the church, and I want you to transform me, and I want to find some other people to pour my life into. That is a better investment of your life strength than fighting against every new rule and regulation that the American government or Western Europe or Australia with all their, and New Zealand is closing the country. I mean, I'm hearing this, and Christians are saying, what should we do? My answer is this week's lesson. You should become the most godly reflection of Jesus Christ possible. And if you're on lockdown, then start an online Bible study. I have a friend in Northern England. They've been locked down more than they've been unlocked. And you know what he said? It's been the greatest time of his life. He has been WhatsApping this group of about 40 or 50, and they share scriptures, and he prays for every one of them every day. And he said it's the most powerful time in his life in ministry. Why? Because God's plan for us is to submit to our governments, even when they're repressive, only disobey when they directly tell us to do something God has said is sin. God has not said vaccines are sin. If vaccines were sin, he would have said that in the scriptures, and he doesn't. Now, you can have a personal conviction, and you can decide you don't want it, but don't tell people that God told you that, because I've read the Bible 100 times and God does not say that. And the reason I'm saying that is there's a lot of misplaced spiritual energies that are not being focused on reading, understanding, and applying the Word of God. They're being focused on posting and you know, memeing and everything else you can do to stand against this current issue. That's why so many are going to be deceived as the Antichrist rises, because they never received the love of the truth. If you love the truth, get in the truth. Let the truth transform your life. And then start pouring your life into others. That's what Jesus left us to do. That's Titus 2. And that's my challenge to you this week, as you spend the week walking through this great chapter. Next week, we're going to be looking at the incredible truths of Hebrews chapter 10. But until then, spend this whole week in Titus 2. God bless you. See you next time.